AI narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. XPO rebounds while trucking bread this strong, but pressure stays negative on 0.7x volume. XPO closed at $215 after a 3.4% week, keeping its long-running weekly trend signal intact, but participation and market dynamics have not yet matched the price recovery. Research brief. XPO Logistics finished the week of 17 July at $215, up 3.4% for the week and 7.8% over 4 weeks. The stock remains 11.0% above its weekly trend line and sits in the upper fifth of its 52-week range, but the setup is not clean. Activity pressure is negative at 0.75. Volume ran at just 0.7x the 13-week average, and the 12-week return is still negative 3.9%. Key points. 1. XPO's trend signal remains active, with 49 active weeks out of 52, and price 11.0% above the $193.8 trend line. 2. The latest close of $215 is 7.3% below the $232.1 52-week high, and 66.9% above ShareMaestro fair value of $128.8. 3. The stock outperformed U.S. industrials for the week, rising 3.4% against the sector's negative 1.5% average, but lagged U.S. trucking's 5.6% weekly gain. 4. Market dynamics are mixed. Relative strength is positive at 18.16, while activity pressure is negative at negative 0.75, with no fresh buy signal. 5. Volume did not confirm the move, with 4.6 million shares traded versus 7.0 million for both the 13-week and 52-week averages. Price action holds up, but the recovery still has a hole in the middle. XPO's weekly close at $215 leaves the stock in a constructive price position, 85.2% through its 52-week range and only 7.3% below the $232.1 high. The one-week gain of 3.4% and four-week advance of 7.8% show buyers have stabilized the stock after the sharp mid-June break. But the 12-week return remains negative at negative 3.9%, which keeps the quarterly read from looking fully repaired. The longer-term tape is stronger. XPO is up 43.0% over 26 weeks and 65.9% over 52 weeks. With the trend signal active for 49 of the past 52 weeks. Price is 11.0% above the $193.8 trend line, preserving the weekly regime, while the 66.9% premium to ShareMaestro fair value at $128.8 signals a stock still priced for elevated demand rather than a discounted recovery. Trucking breadth is doing more than the wider industrials group. The sector backdrop is split. U.S. industrials were soft on the week, averaging a negative 1.5% return, with only 47.0% of the group showing positive relative strength. XPO's 3.4% weekly gain ranked in the stronger part of the sector group, and its relative strength reading remains positive. Industry context is more demanding. U.S. trucking breadth is broad, with 93.3% of peers in active weekly trends, 73.3% showing positive activity pressure, and 86.7% showing positive relative strength. XPO is aligned with the industry on trend and relative strength, but not on activity pressure. And its 3.4% weekly gain and 7.8% four-week return trail the trucking averages of 5.6% and 11.8%. Market dynamics are not yet confirming the price move. ShareMaestro's setup read is balanced rather than outright bullish. The composite score is 57 and expectancy is undecided at 54.81%, which fits the evidence. Trend and relative strength are supportive, but activity pressure is negative at negative 0.75 and the signal state shows no fresh buy. That matters because the latest advance came on light participation. Weekly volume was 4.6 million shares, only 0.7x the 13-week average of 7.0 million, and also 0.7x the 52-week average. Recent history shows stronger confirmation was present at earlier inflection points, including 13.4 million shares in the 29 May rebound and 9.4 million on 26 June. so the current move still needs broader sponsorship to look durable. Risk is moderate, with reversal evidence still relevant. XPO's 13-week weekly return volatility is 4.6%, below its 52-week volatility of 7.2%, suggesting recent swings have cooled from the broader yearly base. The up-down split is favorable, at 32 positive weeks versus 20 negative weeks, and the average positive week of 4.7% is slightly larger than the average negative week of negative 4.4%. The main risk is that price is already high in its annual range, while activity pressure is negative, and 10 recent reversal markers remain in the smart money tape. The next read should focus on whether the $193.825 trend line continues to define the weekly regime, whether activity pressure can move back into positive territory, and whether a volume ratio above 1.5x appears on any push toward the 232.1 high. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.